you're not too cool for Strictly. No one's too cool for Strictly. Like, there's no such thing. Like, even the coolest people that have ever been on Strictly are distinctly uncool. Welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyze every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living rooms.
I'm Laura.
I'm Flo.
Welcome to
our podcast. Week two, yeah. How did you find this week?
I thought it was really good. I think the leaderboard had a little bit of a shifteroo, didn't it? Mm. First couple to leave, which I did not like. I mean, it wasn't an unexpected departure, but I honestly didn't want to see anyone leave it because everyone's enjoying it so much this year. There's no one who's like, could do with, you know, there's no one being there being like, I'm hoping to only be in this 1 week, I don't think. And so, yeah, I don't know. Sad to lose someone. How do you feel?
I did enjoy this week. Obviously, I love every week. There's always a little dip in the standard, not for everyone actually, not across the board, but I think overall there's a bit of a dip in this just because they've had a couple of weeks to rehearse for week one, and then the week two comes in and I think like they start getting, obviously they're probably getting tired, they've got like half the time on learning the dance. And but I really loved it. There were some like real standout moments, so yeah, looking forward to getting into it.
Yeah. Did you vote?
No, I didn't watch it live again.
Flo, I'm sorry I'm exposing you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, but you, the dedication, because you still watched it. Do you know who I voted for?
Yes, who?
Tony.
Oh, yeah, I would have. I actually would have.
I think Katja deserves it as much as anything. Ellie Taylor and Johanna's, because severely undermarked. And who was the other one? Hamza, because I just love Hamza, and I didn't want him to think, I think he was undermarked as well, if I'm honest. But I was very close to voting for Ellie Simmons because she was my actual dance of the night. But I thought she might be okay. At this point, you've got to be tactical voting, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we just quickly
let's talk about the dance-off.
A quick discussion of the dance-off. I think Anton was completely right when he was like, it wasn't a vintage dance-off. They both went wrong. They were both, like, a bit not great. I found it interesting that Shirley said she would have saved Kay over Matt, and the rest of the other judges all saved Matt. But I'm glad for the Brossettes that listen to this podcast that I know there's at least one, Matt got through, and I think Matt probably has more to give, but I just felt sorry for Kay because she went wrong in the dance off, and I think she lost it, like she just couldn't get back into it, like the panic had made her mind go blank, so she was having to watch Kai to know what the next move was. But I didn't think she did a bad job on the Saturday night, so I actually do feel a bit sorry for her having to go, but I don't know, I felt like it was splitting hairs between the two of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it probably was. I felt bad, but there's also kind of my least favourite dances probably of Saturday night. So, someone's got to go, I guess. But, yeah, sad.
Disco Samba.
It was
a bit of a poison chalice, wasn't it?
Yeah. It didn't work for me at all. And
no.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to see, I think Matt Goss has got more room to grow, which I'm not sure maybe Kay did in the same way. So in some ways, I'm glad he's gone through. It's a tough one.
Can play devil's advocate though. And again,
you can.
Apologies to the Brossette community here. Slight fear is that Kay needed to be brought out of it a bit more, herself a bit more, because she was just, she's used to being sat behind that desk, a serious journalist, seeing whatever topics on Loose Women. This is out of her comfort zone. He is a performer.
Yes.
So, but I also think that she was, like, there were spins You're in the air, right. the kicking and the lift and stuff like that. She was really throwing herself into, so I was impressed with that. She was, what my fear from, like, the launch show, or even, to be honest, when she signed up, I was like, oh, she's not going to embrace this fully, and she did. So Matt Goss, on the other hand, who I think, I agree with you, has much more room to grow, but I watched Nadia doing that bit with the arms going up and the clicks in the air, and I watch him doing it, and I just wonder that he might think he might be a bit too cool for Strictly, and so he's only sort of, I feel, so he's only sort of doing it half, because making it look, he's trying to make it look effortless, but that's not really Strictly. And so I, that's where the splitting of hairs comes in. That's where I need him to like improve a few for next week, ideally. Like, you're not too cool for Strictly. No one's too cool for Strictly. Like, Strictly and cool are not in the same. There's no such thing. Like, even the coolest people that have ever been on Strictly are distinctly uncool. So that's my advice to Matt anyway. And if I can also say one more thing, it's that my mum was an unexpected fan of Kay's, mostly because she was like, she's nearly 60, you know, and it does seem to be such a shame that we always lose older women soon on.
The older, you are right, and it's always like, the joke was always that they were partnered with Anton, and like, obviously we don't have that now, but it seems to, it seems to be a little bit of the trend, doesn't it? So yeah, it is a shame. Yeah. And do you know what? I actually thought she really put herself, like, everything into that Charleston. Like, it was definitely, like, maybe a little bit stiff in places, and it always could, it, like, a Charleston always can be bigger, definitely. I think. But actually, I think it was better than I thought it would be. It was, and it was definitely better than her dance last week. So I thought it was really rough, actually, that we had to lose her, because she was going in the right direction, the right trajectory.
But then we've had, it's always rough to lose someone, because I don't know who would have liked to have gone other than her either. Like, I just, because, I just think it's a really difficult year for anyone leaving. I mean, we had Nina leaving at the first, again, another slightly, I mean, Nina was not old, and nor's Kay, really, but, like, just, you know, just, but old, you know, older than 25. There'd be in the overs category on X Factor. The problem, however,
can I just talk about, like, like, Tony, because normally we work from the bottom up through the leaderboard, usually you get round to the person in the dance-off pretty quickly, but Tony just has sailed through, but I really loved his Charleston so much. There was so much personality to it. Katia is just, like, she just makes memorable dances, right? Like, and it's just, she just does it so well.
She's a stone-cold genius. She's brilliant. Like, I think I throw that word around a lot, but, like, I don't know anyone that's doing it like Katia Jones is. She, time and time again, it doesn't matter who you partner her with. I thought this was going to be, I don't know if she's left in the first week before, but I thought this was, I was like, oh God, it's going to be the first time she's left in the first week. I can't take a whole series without Katia. And then she always gets something out of them. Always. She's... And I'm not saying it was like getting blood from a stone, because I think Tony's very willing, and actually, to be commended, because he is really putting himself out there, you know. And I like him. I just really like him, and I like the fact that he seems to be enjoying himself, even if he's not doing so. He really is enjoying the process of learning the dances, which I really enjoy. And he's getting to do full Monty next week, so it should be good fun. But Katia Jones is...
And the difference between, because, like, you can sort of compare Kay and Tony this week, because they are both doing a Charleston. They're both over a certain, like, they're both at the upper end of the Strictly age spectrum, right? Which is not a very wide spectrum, but they're up there. And I just thought that he just let himself go a bit more and just embraced the experience of it a bit more. Which is kind of, exactly what you need to do. So, I thought it was great, and I'm so excited to see him do full Monty next week.
That's, you just know Katia's going to... This is it. The certainty that I have that Katia's going to be pulling something out of the bag. What a woman. I just... I never... You can never count her out, ever. She's so good. And she was...
Exactly.
I mean, I think the best example remains that Paso Doble she did with Sean Walsh, because I think about it all the time. And it... I don't, you know, I have no care for the contest, or but it was just a stone cold good. I just think she's amazing. I love her.
Mm-hmm. The choreo was just
like getting genuinely. Amazing. Now I think that was like getting blood from a stone, and she managed it. So I love her. Yeah. We just love her.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho, exactly. Catch is a genius. That's my t-shirt. I'm gonna wear.
So I think we've sort of done like the bottom three, right? So should we go up to James Bai and his tango?
I was worried about James Bai. It wasn't bad, don't get me wrong. Cause my, I always call my mum after straight to discuss it with her because I'm lame. Or a very good daughter, you might say. But
yeah, brilliant daughter.
And I was saying that I feared for James Bai, and she was literally like, no, he was good. And I was like, no, I'm not saying he's bad. I just think he was second. And just a little bit not... And
forgettable. Like, yeah.
Bit meh.
That, we said this last week, but Amy and her pleasant men... And that, yeah, like, lovely, but...
I think there's more to him, though.
Also, it was a tango to Ed Sheeran. And, like, I don't want to lose us a billion followers. But Ed Sheeran is... Okay, like, I know people love him, but he is middle of the road, isn't he? He's not, like, he's not controversial. Like, he's just good, plain, easy listening, right?
He's lowest common denominator.
I use the word good, which is maybe I disagree, but lots of people would say that. But anyway, it just everything added up just to be a little
bland.
Bit like
magnolia, oatmeal,
white bread,
gruel,
rich tea biscuits.
Hey, I love rich tea biscuits. You're thinking more of
But would you have a rich tea biscuit or would you have like a caramel chocolate hobnob?
Well, sometimes you would be sick if you have too many caramel chocolate hobnobs. You're probably right. I think I think he's still got room to grow. I think he's good. And I like him. I like Amy, obviously. I was obsessed with the way he gave her a little kiss on the forehead when they got through. And it really reminded me of the Titanic. But in Titanic, you know, when she's like... Jack, this is where we first met. I was like, oh, this is very, like, sweet. I mean, that's how intense that whole situation must feel. But, I really like them. I just think I would like, all of this stuttering to say that I have no real strong feelings apart from I think they're all right. I like them. I didn't want them to go. I just feared they would.
They need to whip something out the bag soon, I think.
I agree.
Movie week might help. Bit of a theme. He's an actor, you know. So let's and Amy is good. And
we love Amy.
She gets the trust of her partner. So
I mean,
they
can
do it.
And the forehead kiss. I believe they're it's all. I was gonna say I believe they're in love. I don't actually believe that at all. I just believe there's a partnership there that we have a lot more to see from.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, nothing more to say. I didn't really like the eyeliner. Although I appreciate him wearing it. Loved Amy's dress.
Agree with that. I liked Amy's hair and that hair piece she had in. Very kind of slick and straight.
It suited it. It just wasn't a great... It was just a middle-of-the-road tango. And the only tango to Ed Sheeran that's ever been allowed is Rose and Giovanni's because of the shoulder shuffle. And that's because it had a theme. So there we go. Anyway.
Exactly.
Moving on up, because we spent too long on this mediocre dance. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I couldn't stop talking.
Jade's next. She's lower down than I thought she would be. I did like this. This had a lot more intensity to it, I think, than James's tango. Yeah, I thought her scores didn't quite reflect the comments. So maybe she was a bit lower down the leaderboard than I thought she would be. But I have a petty book, which is that I didn't like her outfit because... I didn't like that weird extra bit of skirt on the trousers. I just thought it looked really unnecessary. And I thought it covered her feet up a little bit. I couldn't see her feet all the time. And then combined with Karen's dress, also swishing, it was all a bit too
I loved
much.
It. I
liked
the
intent behind it of the don't be trapped in a box by having to wear a skirt or a trouser. You could wear both. But in the execution of it, I thought it just didn't... It was like a little wafty bit of gauze over these bright red trousers. It just, was weird. Didn't like it. Didn't think it worked.
I liked it. But I don't think I thought about it that deeply. I liked the fact they got to do a really stressful, like, dramatic dance. You know, like, the one they always do, because they've got the Strictly bag that they always end up packing to leave, isn't there? And then they have to fight over it. I know they didn't do that in this, but it was the same vibe. You know, I like the fact they did quite a dramatic relationship-y dance.
Yes.
No gal pals here, you know. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Thought it was great. Thought it was really... I think it was better than last week's as well, so I think she's going to be a ballroom gal. Although not necessarily, because she heard... I maintain it. This is something that the standard sort of belies. It's week two. If you haven't got both your upper and your bottoms sorted yet, it's week two. You've got time to match the two. So she's got the upper sorted. We now go to working on the footwork. It's week two. She has plenty of time to do this. I'm very excited. Also, she's doing flash dance next week, and I cannot wait.
Incredible. That's going to be great. I'm
forward to that. I have waited my whole life for Karen Hauer in leg warmers doing those little kicky things that Jennifer Beals does in flash dance. She's going to be stunning at it. I cannot wait.
Kim Marsh. Yes, Kim Marsh. Oh my gosh. So great music choice. I love the cause.
Stunning.
Love the cause.
I love the cause. Of course,
I know
love
it
the
should
cause.
Be super twee, but
oh no, I love a twee Viennese waltz. Though. I love it. I mean, we'll get to the other Viennese waltz of the night, but I love a twee Viennese waltz. All I want to see is pure pivots, pivots all over my face.
Yeah,
pivots.
There was
everywhere. If I was prime minister, I would run my platform on pivots. I love pivots. My budget would be pivots. And let me tell you, the pound would skyrocket. So, I love a pivot. Sorry, I've gone off on my pivots, but I loved this. I want her hair. And next time I go out, I'll be wearing that hairstyle. Graziano is coming to his own.
Yeah.
Graziano looks like a contender this year, which I am happy for him.
Yes, agreed.
He seems to have really hit comfort strides with his partner.
Yeah, agreed.
Love her. Think she's great.
It was lovely choreography. It suited the song very well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both looked lovely. She looked very pretty. So, yeah, it was nice.
I think it's okay to have nothing more to say than lovely, because it was lovely, and there are 15 contestants. Yeah. And lovely is not the same as Magnolia, do you know what I mean? Lovely is lovely.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the worry is that it does, borderline on becoming Magnolia. I think for this week, for week two, it's okay. I think she was just the right side of it.
So my only note is actually that I wanted Graziano to come out of the well.
Coming out of my well, and I'll be doing just fine.
Yeah, gotta... exactly. No, that wouldn't be Magnolia. No,
can you imagine?
some deeply strange scoring going on in the next dance. Should we head up to it?
Ellie Taylor and her Paso Doble. So... the scoring was 4-7-5-7.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with any of those scores. I think it was a pure 6 for me.
I would have said 3 6s and 1 7 as a treat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can get on board with that. I liked this, actually. It was obviously not big and bold enough, right? Yeah. The curve.
Week
the,
two.
When she curved her body, it was quite curved but not really curved, and when she had intensity, there was some intensity but not enough. Mm-hmm. But week two, really hard. I thought she looked great. I thought the atmosphere at the beginning was great music choice. Love a traditional paso.
Agreed.
I thought there was so much to like about this.
Yeah,
and she's got the raw materials there, if that makes sense. Yes. it just needs pushing. Mm. So I think she's at maybe 70-80% of where she needs to be. But that's okay. It's week two. Go ahead.
No.
For her, so.
I completely agree. I completely agree with everything you've just said. You watch Johanna's and you watch her, and it's quite clear that someone thinks they're doing it and someone's actually doing it. It's week two. I'm not expecting her to come out all guns blazing, to be honest. I would hate getting
coming out of my well and I'm doing just
fine. Right? So, it's going to be... Yeah, exactly. It's a much harder ask, for one thing. It's just a much harder ask. So I was I would hate getting a paso in week two. I also wondered, I don't know if I wondered this on Twitter or not, but either way, you're going to get it a second time if you follow us there. I wondered if her dress being red might have helped. I don't know. It just felt like, it seems like a silly thing, but it would have really added to the atmosphere of it.
Yeah, the pink was like,
I loved it, don't get me wrong.
I'm like bright and like strong colour,
yeah,
but not as intense as a red. It was like at 80.
And
like,
when you've got,
pink is 80% of red, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm genius. Snaps for flow.
That was incredible. Yeah, I just wanted to see more from her, but I feel like if they ever pick, if she gets to the final and that's her judge's pick, which it could well be because it was good, it just needed that little bit extra. And I think it must be really hard when you're on Strictly because you think you're doing it, but it actually takes like 10 times more to come through the screen. The scoring was absolutely mental. Because as much as she was 80% there, like, we wanted 20% more just to feel the intensity of it. Like, in a Paso, I do want my face burnt off. But there's no... She didn't actually go wrong. And for her to get... For Shirley to mark her less than Tony and for Craig to mark her the same as Tony is insane.
Yeah.
Tony did go wrong, bless him. Like, I love... This is coming from a person who voted for both of them. So I love my children equally. just... There is quite clearly a difference in ability there, though.
Yeah.
And I just think the marking was insane. Mm. And
I think that Ellie, I really hope anyway for Ellie, that she'll be a bit of a, like a, not a dark horse. I think she'll have if she can stay in enough weeks, I think she'll have a realisation exactly, like week 4 or 5, and like get it on something, and then be like, oh, that's what, that, when they say go big, that's what they mean.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, zoom, from there.
I completely agree. I sort of really hope that. I really believe in her, to be honest. And I think, you know, she's a comedian. She knows how to perform.
She's a lot of fun as well. I enjoy her VTs and things. She's taking it really seriously as well. Like, she seems like a good student.
Yes, I agree. And her and Johanna's clearly, like, are gelling very well, so I believe in her. And also, while we're talking about that, I do want to just caveat that two things can be true with Shirley, and that is, like, one, that I do think she can be a lot more critical of certain dancers, but the other is that it's also sexist, I think, to say that she's doing it because they're young and she's jealous of them.
I think that's madness. I think when she can see potential in a young woman, I think she sort of like superimposes herself a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And is more harsh for that reason. I think she's also got a bit of a favouritism for like nice young
men.
Men. Nice looking young men.
And don't we all?
So like, I think like, but I also think that she really knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes her comments or her marks are just like a bit off, but all the judges have that, to be honest.
Craig gave her the same as Tony, and I didn't see anything about that. I mostly saw people complaining about Shirley giving her less, which is it. Both of them were wrong.
Exactly.
I just think, as I said, two things can be true. Like, the marking was insane, but it's not because she's trying to steal Ellie Taylor's youth. She's not Mother Gothel in Rapunzel. I just felt the need to say it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I like Shirley. I think she's really good value, so I am very happy for her to be there and be head judge. Shall we move on to the next person on my leaderboard, who is my leaderboard, my personal leaderboard. just the leaderboard, which is Tyler West and his jive. This was a little bit of a breakthrough, wasn't it?
Remind me of content, and I'm not sure it was as good as, like, don't get me wrong, but it sort of reminds me of the breakthrough jives of old, like Jay's. Like, all of a sudden you're just like meh, and then like, oh, hang on, this might be someone who gets to a final. You know, everyone was very fearful of Diane's track record of going out in week 4. I don't think this is a man that's going out in week 4. Good song for a jive, though.
Yeah,
as well. It just goes to show what a song and a vibe does for a dance.
What was the song? I've forgotten already.
Hit the road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it was, of course. And I liked the theme, and I liked Diane's little hat and her little bob, and I just thought it was very cute.
It was really good.
I think, because there was quite a few jives tonight, Oh, was there only two? I felt like there was two. More jives.
I was literally like,
there were so many jives. There was a whole two jives. I thought there was more. That's weird. Maybe I'm comparing it to some from last week. Anyway, of the two, I just thought he just looked more comfortable in it. Like,
yeah.
Like, probably, like, I think there's still, like, technique and everything to work on, but he just looked kind of relaxed. And yeah, that really made me kind of calm watching it. Or, like, you know, enjoyed watching it because I wasn't, like, mm-hmm. fearful. So, yeah.
That's exactly it. And I think that that confidence and comfort in dancing is actually, that's probably what Shirley meant, as in that can't be taught. I hate it when the judges say, forget the technique. I hate it so much because I'm like, what's the point of you if not the technique?
So I read this differently this week. It does annoy me when the judges do that because they do it a lot. And I'm like, no, please tell us about the technique. This week, I thought Shirley meant forget the technique because you can't, you got it, it was kind of there. I just want to talk about the atmosphere.
But if I'm
that sort of
Tony Adams, and I'm not saying that Tony Adams is in any way Tyler's level, but if you're saying this, you've got something that can't be taught, I'm like, well, what's the point of me being there?
Oh yeah, no, I hate when they say something that can't be taught. So I'm like, you can teach someone to feel relaxed with how they're dancing because it's all confidence and like. And practice and everything, like, it's, you know, some people, yeah, they have natural rhythm, but like you can pick that up as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like impossible, otherwise what's the point of any of this?
Yeah, exactly.
We may as well just pack up. Yeah.
Tyler's got something that can't be caught. He wins. I know what you meant. I think maybe I just heard it because of I had like trauma flashbacks or something. I was like, not again, I can't forget the technique again, stop it. I think maybe you are right. But yes,
I don't maybe I'm just being a Sherlock.
No
again,
someone has to be. I think Tyler made a real claim for the final with that dance. I don't know,
that's strong words, you know. I think maybe he made a claim for about...
Well, I think he's got at least 2 weeks from... 2 weeks grace from that now.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he keeps being that good, it will rely on him keeping being that good, I think. But, you know, if he is, he'll be great. Okay, let's move on to Helen Skelton and her cha-cha. I would like to say one thing before we begin, which is I am calling time on the VTs in which she insists she can't do it, and then does it.
Ugh!
I'm calling time on it. No more. And more, I'm a practical woman. You are a practical, glamorous, beautiful, amazing, dancing woman.
I know.
Embrace it.
Like, I know. I don't know why it just made me roll my eyes a bit, being like, oh, I'm not sexy. Because I'm like, you're really pretty. I'm really, like, stunning.
I look
like,
quite pretty.
It must be, I mean, it must be very hard to be surrounded by all the beautiful professionals with their lithe, slim bodies and everything. But, like, she's clearly pretty, like, fit and, you know, like...
She's Bookie's favourite. She's literally Bookie's favourite.
I don't know. I get it's hard and we all have body hangups and issues and things. But I just...
I like to think people would tell me that I was too beautiful to have low self-esteem, but, you know.
You are.
Why do I keep fishing for compliments in this podcast? I'm just calling... More on the abilities... I agree. It did make me go a
and
bit
also,
like, oh, Helen.
Also, it just... I think what made me annoyed was, like, you can be practical and also be... Like, it's not a... Like, you can be both those things, right?
Yeah.
And, well, like, women have many facets to them.
Yes, I completely agree. I think that's why it gives the beef.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's where the annoyance, that's where it grates, because it's like, and?
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, should we actually talk about the dance instead of beefing about her VTs? It's just in the VTs, Helen. We stand otherwise.
Yeah.
It's because I just... think you can do it, and I want you to believe in yourself and not be, don't be self-deprecating when you can be self-appreciating.
Exactly. I thought this was fine. Now that, now I've been like, oh, you should appreciate yourself. It was fine. No, I thought this was fine. I didn't, it didn't like blow my socks off. And I thought an 8 for Manton was far too high.
Insane.
I think a good middle of the road 7 was like night, like room to grow, like kind of good, but like room to grow, needs to push
she
it more.
She still has room to grow.
Like a 6 or a 7 would be great.
Not sing headers at you, but there we are. Yeah, I agree. She had a lot. Weirdly, I was so looking forward to this because I love Rain on Me.
Same.
Don't think it was actually a great choice for a cha-cha though.
No.
When I was actually in what's the word, in situ. Not a fan.
Such a big song that I think like Go Hard or Go Home. So
I could do it. Okay. I couldn't. Well, you know, it was good. I like the high pony. I like the vibe of
I loved the high pony concept. Yeah.
Love the high pony.
So good.
Gorka knows what he's doing with everything. Love him. Yeah, I think there's more to come from these two. And I don't think that was I don't think that in any way is going to be their defining dance
of
the season.
No, definitely not. I think it's not like when they get to the final, which they probably will, it's not going to be anywhere near the candidates for ones they would bring back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, nowhere near.
I do think Cha Cha is like really hard though. Yeah. And maybe it's just like not her dance, you know?
Yeah.
I think she's going to be really good. And I just think maybe this is a good, she's got it out the way early. We'll forget it by week 5 or 6. Like,
completely agree. It's gonna be the one that like everyone skips through on her journey thing when she gets to the final.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it should be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
More.
Right. Can we talk about Richie and Giovanni? Because I am obsessed.
I'm obsessed with this. I loved this.
It was so great. It was the first dance of the night that made me sit up, you know, and be like, wow.
Me too.
Richie has arrived.
Yes.
He's gonna arrive 100%. In style. It was so good.
Exactly. And he did. So stylish. I loved the tailcoats and the canes and all of that. Mm-hmm. They did it really well. I thought Gio's choreography was amazing. Love how they're like switching the leading and the following and stuff.
Yes,
and to
me
put
too.
In leading first was really good because it's like,
I think that's really hard. And I always thought, watched it and I was like, that's really bold because I always think the women pros have a little bit of a harder job because they have to make the men look like they're leading when they're clearly not because I mean it's week two and I think that showed a lot of confidence in Gio to be able to be like in confidence from so Gio much. For Richie to be like no I think you're going to be okay in both of these positions and I think that's really good I think Giovanni really it felt like this boundless energy that we've had for the first 2 weeks It felt like Gio had harnessed it.
Yeah.
And now the national grid is looking into it. Do you know what I mean? Because he's like, oh, now you've harnessed this.
Yeah.
This is how we make our electricity bills cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. Nice renewable source of energy, hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully
exactly. I really believe in him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say Giovanni's like catcher, but I feel the same vibe. They never get a joke act ever.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Richie Anderson should have ever been viewed as a joke act, but he, in lesser hands, he would have been.
Exactly.
Seen as it.
Like,
because
they get.
He had.
Yeah. They managed to, like, bring out what's really good about them and special about them and don't treat them as a joke act. And, like, oh.
It is. It's what's special about them.
It is.
That's so true.
It is.
And it was such a marked improvement on. I don't think last week was bad.
No, I don't
think. But it was such an improvement this week. And I just thought it was such a good performance
and
it really really felt like a moment
he managed to do it without having to like dim down his kind of light or
yes!
whatever which when we got into flow I don't think that happened so yeah beautiful
I completely agree I completely
agree this was my like breakthrough dance of the evening for sure
yeah
this was definitely
I completely
like
agree.
Okay like we're here this is strictly like let's go yeah
I completely
this.
Agree it felt like a moment really proud of them both. I really, really thought it was so great. And I hope a contender. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying they're all contenders now, but I just really, really liked it.
I think this. Yeah.
It made me sit up. It really did.
Exactly.
I agree.
Can we go on to another of my favourite dancers of the night, Ellie Simmons and her waltz?
So this was when I say that Richie was the first dance of the evening to make me like sit up. That is not a disrespect to the people who went in front of him because this was my dance of the night.
Yeah.
like, I loved it. It was just a different vibe. Yeah. Like, it was a waltz, so you're not going to be, like, out of your seat, are you? No. But so good. Anyway, what did you think?
I loved it. Made me feel quite emotional. I think it's because Ellie and Nikita both looked emotional, and her mum was in the audience and everything. So it just, it kind of made me, like, oh, but it was just so beautiful. I thought she looked so gorgeous. That dress was just, she looked like a princess. Nikita is so good, how he's managed to adapt the hold and the choreo. And he didn't look like he was kind of leaning over, adapting to make it work. Like, you know how we say that the pros, like, we don't want to see them dimming themselves down to make the celeb look better. Like, I don't think he's done that, but he's managed to make it work for her so that she feels really, like, happy and comfortable and everything. So I just thought that was lovely. I loved Nikita's silky shirts. It was very Great Gatsby.
Did you see the tweet I sent?
No.
Did you not see? Oh, no. My God, I literally put the gif of Daisy Buchanan being like, stop such it. Beautiful shirts. Why are we the same person?
We have the same brain. slash just the same in jokes. That's what happens when you study A-level English literature together.
Oh, God, I'm embarrassed. This is what we meant about Strictly and Uncool. dear Lord.
So, yeah. Lovely. Great music choice.
Mm-hmm. One of my favourite songs of all time, actually. I think it's... I just think it's so unrelentingly romantic, which is what my vibe is. Exactly. So I loved it.
That's what you want in a waltz, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly what you want from a waltz. Nothing... Straight down the line romance. And I thought it was that. And I thought it was emotional. And I really, really loved what Ellie said when she was like, we're both figuring this out together. And I was like, that... It feels like...
Yeah.
And it... It's what we said last week, like, dance is for everyone, and it's not about, like, having the same journey all the time. Mm-hmm. It's, like, it can be a different one, and that's fine. John Waite, I would recommend going to watch this on his Instagram, actually. John Waite did a really, really great Insta, like, speech, like, just talking to the camera, like, a little bit of a vlog. I don't know, in response to some of the press that the Strictly have been getting this week.
Mm.
And I just think it's really worth watching, because what he said is completely right. And 10 out of 10. Ellie, really, I really love their partnership so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're so good. And I think we've got a lot more to see from them, to be
honest. So much. So much. If this
Her extensions are so good, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So good.
A lot more to see. Yeah. I can't wait to see more of their figuring it out, because their figuring it out looks pretty good to me.
Exactly.
Shall we move on to Fleur?
Yes. What did you think about this? I liked this.
I hated it.
Did you? I liked it, but I can't put my finger on, like, I didn't love it, and I thought it looked a bit skippy and not, I don't know, I'm not sure.
I liked it when it got into hold, and I liked it when it actually did the pivots that I demand. I'm not here for... what was that bit where her head was, like, rolling down his shoulder? Like, what was that? I was like, Vito, this isn't for me.
You Len vetoed Goodwin would have
hated it. I would have... Yeah. I just... You're a genius.
Thank you. Thank you. Second time tonight. It's fine.
It made me feel like Len Goodman.
Right. It meant that I was a bit like... Because I actually don't even mind, like, a little bit of, like, something a bit different. But it went on for ages, and I was like... Come on, it's a Venus.
And it didn't seem to fit the dance.
No. I don't know.
If you're not telling me in the VT about how dizzy you are, what's the point?
Yeah.
I think that... So I'm not... I've always, like... I don't want to be Len Goodman. I'm just thinking about Gleb back in the day. And he used to do a bit of, like, contemporary elements to his dances, but it never felt like faffing. It felt it felt in part of the dance, and also it was built in amongst lots of ballroom.
Mm. You need,
whereas this felt like it was like a lot of
content to be able to get away with something different in there, otherwise it's just a different dance.
Did it feel like a Viennese waltz at all to you? Because it just didn't to me, and I just didn't rate it. I think she's better, because once she got into hold, I think she's better than that.
Mm.
And I don't know. I just like.
I thought she felt a bit skippy when she was in hold, but I don't know why or what. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's one, hadn't it's, I think kind of got the spent the time on the basics or something. I don't know. It wasn't terrible. It really wasn't terrible.
It was
I
good.
Think she's got more potential, and yeah. I think you can shake up a Viennese waltz without just creating a different dance.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Faye and Giovanni.
Faye and Giovanni.
Viennese waltz. You're going to say that.
And I think Danny Max, what Viennese waltz, did a bit of an argument as well. That was really. Yeah. No, I. Although that was probably a bit skippy as well. Well, we he can do no wrong, exactly. So it's fine. I think that it just it fell a bit flat for me. That's all. Mm-hmm. I think if I can pinpoint it exactly, it's that we sort of know. It's not that we know, because Cha Cha is very different to dancing to Uptown Funk on X Factor. Like, it's different, but we sort of knew that she'd be fairly good at the upbeat songs. Yeah. Where we haven't seen her is in ballroom.
Yeah.
And it just felt like a waste. Mm. I was like, no, I want you to show me the basics of what she's going to be like in the ballroom. And a Viennese waltz is perfect. That we're going to see pivots. We're going to see heel bits. Like, yeah. And yeah, I was just a bit like...
And add those other bits of variety and maybe slightly later in the series when she's got the basics down and we've seen a couple of like classic ballrooms from her.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, it was good.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't have something a bit off. With it for me, I'm not sure.
No. It just wasn't for me, but that's fine. Other people must have liked it, I'm sure.
I didn't like the colour of her dress.
That probably added to it, to be honest. It felt like a very contemporary type dress as well.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Mm. Not a fan. Mm. But I'm sure next week is another week.
Exactly.
So we shall see. Were they saying that she was going to be Ursula on the result show? Because she was singing Poor Unfortunate Souls. And I'm not going to lie. What? Like, I mean, amazing. It'll be incredible. Don't get me wrong. But what? You look at Fleur East and thought Ursula. I mean, not that she should be looking at anyone and thinking Ursula, to be honest. But like...
I think it'll be great. I love a good villain.
Ursula's an absolute...
I love a good villain moment.
Ursula's also an absolute icon.
Yeah.
I take it back. I want to play Ursula.
It's not... I don't think that's too bad of an idea.
It won't cast much. Just your boys. Sorry.
Oh my god. Idea for a Halloween costume this year. You can go as Ursula. I'll go as that little crab lobster. What's his name?
Sebastian. Yeah, I think it's shameful you don't know his name. Shameful. I think you should get him catch his bin. Second of all, I genuinely thought you were going to like be like, you should be Ursula and I should be Ariel, and I was going to...
I can't be Ariel because I'm not going to change your hair for it. Joe can be Ariel. Or you can be Ariel. You can be Ariel.
You can be Ursula. Joe can be...
You just said I want to go as Ursula, so...
I have gone as Ursula once, but I didn't have any purple face paint, so I went as green Ursula, and someone thought I was the toad from Thumbelina. But... I made it with tight. I filled my tights with laundry to make the eight legs. It was honestly a stone cold costume.
So please don't get offended that I'm saying you should go as Ursula when you have literally been as Ursula.
Hear yourself. You can go as Ursula. Our friend can go as Ariel.
Yeah, because she's got the ginger hair for it.
Yeah. Whatever. Moving on. Hamza. My sweet angel prince. First of all, I would like to add to the Hamza Laura shippers out there, of which there should be many of you. I firmly expect us to be a tag on AO3 anytime soon. That's for the fanfiction readers out there. I know Flo just looked at me very blankly.
I went over my head completely.
I'm not gonna lie. Anywho, when he said that he hasn't ever seen Jurassic Park because he's too scared, I didn't watch it till I was literally like 21 because it scared me too much.
Oh, bless you guys.
So we would be perfect together. Slash, maybe we'd never leave the house, but we'd be perfect together. Oh, I love
it. I'm just thinking what your couple name would be, and I've decided it would either be Lamza or Horror. Yeah.
Horror?
Yeah.
Where's the horror coming?
Horror!
Oh,
H for Hamza. H-A for Hamza.
What about Hamra? Or Lawza.
Lawza.
Or Yasanli. Okay, we can think about this later, but I would like some drafting of names, please. But I love him, and he's perfect. And I thought this jive I was annoyed with the judging.
Annoyed. Oh, yeah, I'm just looking at the marks now. So this was 4, 7, 6, 7.
Four! Craig, a four. A four. Are you having a joke?
It was too low, but I think maybe seven was... I know you love him. I'm not offending your boyfriend. I just... This no. was one where I felt like he'd come out so strong the first week, and I think
yeah.
this is obviously a completely different ball game, and like...
Yeah.
And
no.
he hadn't had the time to master it, maybe.
It wasn't perfect. I did think it was stoppy-starty. I didn't really like the bit where he flung Jovita around. Mm. It was fine, but like, it was just personal preference, that bit, really. But I just thought it looked a bit like... and probably used up precious energy, to be honest.
I didn't think it
was stop-start.
You know...
But I was annoyed at them calling it heavy because it didn't feel heavy to me at all. In fact, it felt very light on his feet. There's a bit where the camera lined up and it's Jovita with Hamza mm-hmm. behind her and his legs are kicking out just yeah, the same yeah, as yeah, hers are. Yeah. And I'm not having it that it was heavy. And I was a bit like, judges, pick your words better.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest. Yeah. Because then you did have Hamza saying, maybe I'm just too big for the jive, which he's not. Oh, he was light on his feet. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit like, he's not heavy at all. Yeah. Like, heavy is not the word you were looking for.
No, it's not the word. Yeah.
And also, like, it's week two. It's not normal to come out and do it. Like, Will Miller had 2 weeks to do
yeah,
his jive.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
not everyone's going to come out like that. Yeah. Like, and doing a jive in week two is hard.
Yeah. Like, Tyler's jive was good and, like we say, felt more comfortable. But he wasn't super... His flicks and kicks weren't, like, super, super light.
Yeah.
You know, there's still a way to go with them, I think.
And different songs as well. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think Blinding Lights was a bad jive song by any means, but like it does have that really big slow bit in the middle,
yeah.
Which, and you know, it was very futuristic, so they did have to do that bit of like slow mo bits. I was just a bit annoyed with him. They're making him feel like it was something to do with his weight.
Yeah, that is not
when
no
it
one
wasn't
should ever
at
feel
all.
Like that. Having and, danced in front of the nation,
but then it's not like Craig doesn't say it's heavy to everyone. But it's also yeah. I just don't think it was though. That's the thing. I just don't think
There's
it
just
was.
Other ways. Just think about the connotations. That's all.
Yeah. Mm. And also. Not like I, but I do agree with Craig. Is that I think that it was better when he started that kickball changes when it sort of kicked into the second half of the dance. I do think that was better. But like I think that's probably fair when you're starting off on a bike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That bit that was on the bit where he was in like complete sync with Jovita was amazing. I don't know. I just thought it was not as good as last week. It probably was sixes because it's not a perfect jive.
Mm.
But it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't
a four.
No,
it was not.
It was nowhere near a four.
No. I'd say sixes and seven as a treat.
Yeah, yeah, sixes and a seven full up.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I just love him and I want to see more from him and I'm sure we
yeah,
will.
Yeah, I do.
And maybe
I
he'll
do.
Get to do it. I hope he gets his jive again, to be honest, because I think he can do it better.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just wants to like never do it again, which is also fair because I don't think I could do a jive. I've tried doing it in my bedroom, you know, and it's really hard.
Yeah, it looks really hard.
I don't know how they do the bounce. It's the bounce that I don't get.
No, I don't get it.
I don't get it. Anyway, should we move on to Will?
Yes.
Sorry, if I literally talked your ear off that
No,
but he is my boyfriend
this
year.
I very much just agree with you. Should we go on to Will Miller?
Yes. Where there's a will, there's a way. Sorry, I don't know what I was saying. You know what came into my head when I was watching the show? When they were like, James Bai and his partner, and all that my brain was going is, Amy, hello. Why am I wrong? Like, what is wrong with my brain? Anyway, sorry, Will Miller, go on. Do I know what?
I can't remember what I was going to say.
See, my genius.
Yeah, I know, I was just so taken aback by that Amy hello comment. It just...
James Bai and Amy hello.
Will, I don't know about this. I've done this... I thought he looked... Well, he definitely looked nervous. And
yeah,
I think he looked very... a bit stiff because of that. And like...
Yeah,
I think he's got real potential. Like... really keen to see what he does next, but like this was not as good as I was expecting. This is the curse of coming out really good in week one and having slightly too high expectations then. But this should, I just felt like this should have suited him a bit more, like party dance and stuff. But I think, probably like, again, curse of having only 1 week versus two, going first in the show And just sometimes if your head's just not quite there when you sort of start, like, you can't kind of get that back, you know. It wasn't terrible, but
it reminds
me
a bit of
Kay
in the dance office,
like,
and I think once
sevens.
You once your head's out of it, it's out of it. Like you said, his mind was going blank and stuff, and I think he covered that, to be honest. I think he managed to cover that really well. I thought it was good. I think if he hadn't have come out so strongly, we would have been like, wow, this was great. I was really scared that he was going to come in and be too cool for school, and he's not, and I love that for him.
I don't think he's that. No, I think the reservedness was nerves.
Yeah, definitely
nerves. I
don't
think it was like, I don't want to be here, or I'm like, 100%.
I believe. I believe.
I believe. He'll get it back.
I'm a believer. Sorry, that was terrible. Next up is Molly Rainford.
Molly, and top of the leaderboard.
Rightly, I think. I mean, did we ever think Molly was never going to be top of the leaderboard?
No, she's so good. This was incredible. This was another highlight of my night. How sweet is she as well? I just think she's lovely. I feel quite old watching, because I'm like, oh, she's just so young and cute. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning into Shirley.
But also, my favourite bit when she was like, dancing is all about putting the moves together and looking good. And I was like, yes, Molly, yes it is. Like, it was just really sweet. I think she's very, she's very 21. I really like her. And I think her and Carlos are really great together. And I also want her entire wardrobe, on Strictly and off Strictly. She looks great.
They look really good together, and they sort of, like, really gel. I just think there's, like, a lot of chemistry there, dancing.
Completely.
Just really good.
And also,
so I loved this.
I said this about Richie earlier, so I'm going to say it about Molly. Doing it in trousers, really difficult. You're not having a dress that's hiding all your footwork.
Exactly.
In week two.
Exactly.
Also,
and she looked great.
Fast song with lots of key changes.
Yeah. I thought this was a really good music choice, actually.
Yes,
like, they'd obviously sped up the original, and I thought it worked really well.
Me too.
And it kind of suited both of their kind of happy, carefree natures.
Yes, I agree. It was obviously just the dance of the night. There was a reason it was in that slot.
Yeah,
it was so good.
100%. She was the only one that got nines last night, wasn't it?
She was. I could see her doing it in the final. It really reminded me of Maisie's Quick Step. You know, when Craig was like, I'm giving it a 9 because you got your heel caught in the bench. And, like, that bit with their umbrellas missed, I was like, they're getting 9.
But I
could see them doing it again.
I know they want to shake things up and add things, but, like, the amount of times that, like, the props or the staging or whatever, like, and it doesn't quite go, and then I'm like, oh, just go back to basics.
Yeah.
I loved Strictly when it was just, like, a plain stage.
Yeah.
On it. But,
I mean,
you know,
why did they need to come out of a well, you know?
Or not come out of a well, as it turns out.
Coming out of my well, and I've been doing just fine. I have nothing more to say other than I think that's really good, and I really like Molly and Carlos.
I think she's just, we've used this phrase a lot before, but she's just up for it. She's just like, yeah, sure,
yeah,
I'll just do this. Like, why not?
She's,
none of this, like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm, you know, she's just like, yeah, whatever.
Very sure of herself in a good way,
right? Very much.
Like, she's like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I love that.
And, like,
her.
That bit when, I know she is a singer, right? So, but when Claudia was like, can you sing the song we're singing next? She's like, yeah. Belted it out. Incredible.
Yeah.
Like, just, yeah, sure, why not?
What a woman.
Love it. Love that.
Love her.
Yeah. Love people
Big
that
fan.
Say yes to things.
Yeah, say yes.
Say yes.
Everybody say yes.
Say yes.
Sorry, I feel like I've gone off on one quite a lot. 1-0 to the arse. Why am I singing it? It's because Man United lost today. Anyway, I need to support someone. I need to be a glory support. Anywho, let's say what a good week it was. And
it was a good week.
It was a very good week.
Yes. I'm so excited for Movie Week.
I thought they got rid of Movie Love Week, and I'm so excited it's back.
So
I literally can't stop thinking
Snaps
about what they're going to do.
Love it.
Can't wait.
So exciting.
See you on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Strictly On Sofa. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And we'll, see you on Twitter at Strictly On Sofa. See you on Instagram at Strictly On The Sofa. Get in touch with us however you want.
Cheerio.
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 My old man's a dustman. Dustman.
And Justin.